This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Climate scientists, activists, and policymakers from hundreds of countries are in Dubai this week for the UN's global climate conference known as COP28. CPR's Molly Cruz reports that Colorado has a strong presence at the summit.
Hussein Mahmoud is a civil and environmental engineering professor at Colorado State University. He's one of at least a dozen Coloradoans at the global climate event. He says meeting with the top climate scientists around the world helps them bring new solutions back to a state that is heavily affected by climate change.
We cannot be sitting back in Colorado waiting for people to establish and develop all this knowledge and come back to us to solve it.
Mahmoud is a part of panels on why young climate scientists should advise on climate policy. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says Colorado needs a lot more housing and public transportation to help with affordability and climate. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The governor unveiled a new roadmap this week that ties together transit, housing, and climate. It comes after his failed attempt to overhaul land use at the Capitol last legislative session. That controversial measure would have forced local governments to allow more dense housing, like apartments. Now, Polis says he wants to try again. And this time, he wants to sweeten the pot by using state dollars to boost transit service across Colorado. And he says new money will come with reforms for Denver's RTD, too. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
At Fort Carson, the Army base in Colorado Springs, 500 soldiers get free Christmas trees today. It's the Trees for Troops program with hot cocoa and s'mores kits for the soldiers and their families. If there are trees left over, they're available to the public at Iron Horse Park at Fort Carson through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.